Let's go on to the phone lines because we have the Minister Designate, Dr. Bernard Okoboy, joining us on the line for a very quick conversation. Good morning, Doc. Good to have you.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes. Doc, we've had this power outage for some time now. What has been put in place so that when Ghanaians go to health care facilities across the country, the power outage will not lead to a cancellation or postponement of surgeries or the delivery of medical attention or healthcare?
Kolebu issued a release, I think, this morning. Let me start by reading the release and then I'll address the issues.
We read that earlier. We have it too. We have it too.
And my brother, yesterday I was in Kolebu. First of all, good morning to your listeners. Yesterday I was in Kolebu. I spent about 5 hours in the hospital. We had an engagement with management. From management, we went to take a look at the 25 million Ghana City refurbished fevers unit, which treats infectious diseases like retro, hepatitis, and others. From there, we went to visit a new treatment and holding center, which can help us when it comes to outbreaks like pandemics and all that. That also about 25 million Ghana City's investment. From there, we went to inspect a 38 million euro facility, a urology and nephrology center with 30 beds for dialysis, 70 beds for urological surgeries like prostate surgeries and correction of anomalies. We did all this with some of your brothers and sisters. And then when we leave Kolebu, someone releases a report or news that all surgeries have been cancelled in Kolebu because of power outage, when it is obviously not true. Kolebu, for the sake of your listeners, it's not a hospital like Lekma, where you have just about 20 or 30 people being seen, about 30 people or 20 people being admitted a day. Kolebu is a whole town. Kolebu sees an average of 2,000 OPD patients, outpatients a day. Kolebu does over 200 admissions a day. Kolebu has over 50 wings. Each wing is like a hospital on its own. So even when there's low voltage or there's a power issue, let's even say it's a power outage in one wing, it doesn't mean the rest of the 49 wings are off. And then someone will just put something on social media. Nobody takes interest in going into the issues. And then we put it out there. And we create an impression that everything has failed. We bastardize our own. Look, these were my comments yesterday. Every hospital, which depends on the national grid, just as you do at CTFM, it is our duty as a nation to make sure that, apart from the national grid, they have some form of standby generator or a second option, so that if the lights go off even for 10 minutes, they can put their power back on. And I made a statement that the video that went on at Tema General, if you watch the video and you're a medical person, the units that were videoed, they were on. They were actually serving the purpose. The standby batteries or whatever were on. But the one who took the video wanted and had an outcome or an objective. Tell the world that everything has failed. So even with all this UPS, the power batteries and the backup, nobody is interested. So my point is very simple. If we want to have discussions that will bring value to this nation, let's focus on the substance, not the form. I'm coming. Just a second. Let me know. What is the substance? We can do an assessment of all public hospitals and get to know how many of them have issues when it comes to standby power plants, if they don't have. Exactly. And then we can know that, about 80% have, 20% do not have.
Good. So that's the question I was going to ask you, that as a country, have we done anything? Do we know the alternative power supply situation for our major hospitals at least? Do we know?
My brother,
what do we do?
I am a friend of the media. I've monitored the space. The discussions we've been having has not been in this direction, which brings progress and value. And that is why I got my letter just about 5 days ago as a rep of the president. Even that, people made issue out of it. So these are the matters. That's the way I do my work. These are the methodological things I'm going to address. And I've been urging your colleagues, if they want all of us to build this nation together, let's focus the discussion.
I get that you want to respond to some people, but that is fine. You've done that already.
No, I'm coming.
Just a second. Yeah. What we care about is that we don't have control of our lives. And at any point, we all can be vulnerable. We all can be rushed to the hospital. And I want to know that with this power fluctuation that the government has failed to release a timetable for us to plan our lives, if I go to the hospital at my weakest point and the lights go off, what plan is there? Because we know that in some of the hospitals, their generators have not been serviced for a long time. Some may not have fuel. They don't have revenue lines to provide for fuel because these are things that are now happening. So what is the plan? That's the conversation I want to have. So let's forget about the other people.
I'm sorry, my brother. If you say let's forget about the other people, that is not correct. I'm also a communications person. The other people have created a background with poisoned atmosphere. I have a responsibility to address that one.
Which we have done already. So I wanted us to make progress. Let's make progress.
We'll make progress.
We have very little time.
My brother, I've had a lot of feedback. Let me just address that one and go to your issue. I'll answer your question. Don't push me, please, with all due respect.
Go ahead.
I've addressed that, yes. Now, again, another education. Kolebo is not like Lekma, which has only one genset. The plastics unit, which is the whole hospital on its own, has its own genset. PICU, Pediatric Intensive Care Unit, has its own genset. Central, the theater, has its own genset. The CEO has informed me that all the units that operate in Kolebo have gensets. Those who have issues with their gensets, they are working to make sure that they help them to put it up to speed. The point I'll make on your show is that as a ministry, we shall work with the management of all public facilities to make sure that their standby plans are functional and up to date. Anytime they are needed, when called upon, they can function. That is the assurance I give.
I mean, so is there a funding alternative for this? What is the plan that we are going to work with them? Yes, but for those who do not have, what's going to happen?
All this while, anytime you see power outage in Kolebu, they don't close the hospital down. They put on their plans. They buy fuel themselves. Kolebu has a management. They have a board. They have ITF. They raise funds. They manage their facility. If you do a 30-minute interview with Dr. Mpoma, he will tell you the investment they make when power lights go out. The impression out there is that they are helpless. It is not true. Every organization has challenges. Whenever they have challenges, they call on us. We support them. But the point I want to make on your show is that when we are at our job doing our work, we have management that is putting up fuel to make sure that surgeries are carried. They are released, corrected the erroneous impression. The whole world thought Kolebu has closed down. When doctors are in the theater saving lives, let's tell the story as it is. They are not a perfect institution. We are working with them to make sure that they help Ghanaians anytime they need their help.
Yeah. Dr. Okoboy, thank you for talking to us.